What's up, man? How are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Yeah, appreciate it.
What's going on here with the?
Well, I haven't seen any of the episodes. I heard a bunch of the guys saying it took a while, so I tried to bring a little something comfy.
Only one of them came.
Well, yeah. Okay. I just figured I'd have something to sit in if it's going to be a long kind of tedious interview thing.
And you brought that for me.
Yeah. Folder. I scrounged around, found you something.
Well, I got to be honest with you. It's probably the best seat I've had so far this year.
Oh, good. Good. That's good.
At least it's got a pad on it.
Yeah. Whatever we can do.
I guess, you're welcome for, first of all, kind of letting you on the show. I know it took a long time, but
yeah,
we had a
thanks.
Little feud with the seating arrangement, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm just happy to be here, man. Water under the bridge, Water under the bridge.
Hopefully. Finally good to see you. Yeah. I know the fans are going to
kind of hot in here.
Be happy to see you.
So hot in here.
Oh. Nice shirt.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's my new one. I got this actually for the guys.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Lyman gift. Picture of me. I figured off season, walking around, you kind of want to have me close,
That's a very generous gift.
Yeah, I do what I can. Try to help you guys out. Appreciate
sure
all the love,
guys.
I'm
sure a lot of guys will wear it.
Yeah. That or burn it. Yeah.
It's a good picture, too.
Thanks.
Thank you guys again. Sorry about all that. Yeah. But thank you for joining us. Unfortunately, the last episode, talking with TJ. It's been a great year, besides, the whole seating arrangement. But the quarterback's comfortable, that's all that matters. So, obviously, joining me today, you know him from all the Ford commercials, Pepsi commercials.
Yeah.
You're a spokesperson for a whole lot of other companies out there, which I bet you do very, very well with. But first, I gotta address something. I've actually just kind of embarrassed. I was talking to a couple teammates of ours, and I've been calling you Matthew this whole year, and I didn't realize that your name is actually John until, today.
Yep.
And I'm so sorry for calling you the wrong name for, 4 or 5 months now.
I usually, reserve John for, best of friends kind of guys.
So I'll keep calling you
Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew,
okay. Anything like that.
I gotcha.
Yep.
First overall pick, Pro Bowl player, comeback player of the year, highest paid player in NFL history. You set a bunch of records for quarterbacks, your age. Has anything bad ever happened to you? Or is it just all smooth sailing, man?
Yeah, I mean, along the road, yeah, there's been, a couple things. I've had to, do a couple more, long, kind of boring interviews than I've wanted to do in my life.
Yeah,
and
that's a pain.
That's probably the biggest, detriment is tedious always having to, talk to guys, interview, and do all that kind of stuff. But, I love playing the game and all that stuff's really fun.
I wanted to show you some things.
Okay.
Have you maybe kind of describe what's going on, give me your take on it.
Yeah.
All right, first thing we have, can you describe this?
Yeah, that's a photo of me. A little chubbier cheeked at the time. Probably more akin to what's on my shirt here.
This is my favorite.
That's a good one.
Blue Steel?
That's Blue Steel rookie year. Made me dress up in the practice jersey and do a bunch of Blue Steel photos.
Okay.
I think I nailed that one personally, but
what's up with the haircut?
It's a a little bit of a mohawk slash all
like half
all
mullet.
Party. Yeah, mullet.
Doing your best. I call that the chipmunk. It's like you got some.
That's good. That is good. I'm not sure what we're. Tasted something bad.
Here we go. The Grizzly Adams.
Ooh, that was bad. That was a couple years ago. That's as good a beard as I can grow, and that's disappointing.
It's like a couple grays in there, it looks like.
Kind of like yours is now.
What's your favorite haircut throughout the years? I know you've had a lot of great ones.
Oh, man.
I like the half mullet, to be honest.
So many good ones, but...
Short on top, a little curly.
I don't know if I'm going to commit to the mullet or not was probably my favorite.
If you weren't playing football, not that you would necessarily need to do anything else, but what do you think you'd be doing?
Something, yeah, for sure. Thanks for that. Yeah. I would.
You've got daughters now.
Yeah,
full-time
absolutely.
Dad, maybe?
Full-time dad, that's up there, possibility. Maybe play a sport, maybe baseball.
You actually went to school, or you grew up with a really famous baseball player?
I heard that. We were not friends in school, but
I heard it like
along
the
way.
Time yesterday.
Yeah, somebody.
I actually did some heavy research and found out that through some of my
back channels.
Some of my back channels, some of my sources that Clayton Kershaw actually went to the same high school as you or something like that. I don't know if you were aware.
Yeah.
Oh boy. What would you say your best attributes are?
I like to think dependable.
Dependable.
They're played a couple games here in a row. Playing a bunch in a row kind of means a lot, you know, being able to be out there. So maybe the old dependable.
I was more talking about like as a person, not so much football.
Oh, yeah, I think I'll stick with dependable.
Dependable?
Yeah, stick with it. Okay. You ask me to do something, I'll do something, you know, like show up on time for an interview or, you know.
Right, yeah.
Bring something to sit on, whatever, you know.
You're not a social media guy.
Yeah.
No Twitter, Instagram. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah,
you've
never
been a guy that really likes to dabble in there, interact with the fans.
Yeah.
Read some very mean things about yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's not my cup of tea. But I don't. I don't know. I just don't feel like I have, you know, time for it. My wife probably, does enough for the both of us. So now I just kind of like to, I don't know, be to myself a little bit.
Stay low key, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You ready for some trivia?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
I know you're like supposed to be good at everything, but I came up with some of the toughest questions I could possibly find. And
okay.
we're gonna test you a little bit.
Okay.
So how do you feel about science?
Strong.
Strong?
Strong, quite strong.
All right, we'll figure and we'll find out. What gas is formed when a hydrogen bomb is detonated?
It's helium. Yep. Right?
That actually is right. How'd you know that?
Went to school, man. Next? Got anything else or done? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of backfiring on me, but geography? I know you travel a lot.
I dabble.
Which river flows through Delhi?
Like a sandwich or?
No, like the...
city.
Like
city
Delhi.
Yeah,
D-E-L-H-I.
Oh, in India. Yamuna. Yeah. That's the Yamuna River, I believe is the way you say it, right?
Yeah.
Pick your battles wisely, bud. Yeah.
Maybe this off season I can come back and maybe do another show and maybe get some chairs.
Yeah.
I think the fans enjoy some of these shows. I don't know about all of them.
Yeah, I can talk to my chair guy and see if I can get something made up for you.
I know we've had a long battle this year. Kind of like, hearsay and your people talk to my people type of thing. A little big timing going on, a little, shots.
I've felt that a lot from you, yeah. A lot of big timing.
I was talking more mutual. But
whatever. It is what it is. Like I said, water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I think it's about time for me to get out of here. So I appreciate the effort.
Thanks for coming, man.
Yeah.
Thank you guys again. It's been a fun year sitting down, tight backs, things of those natures. But hope you guys enjoyed getting to know some of the teammates, getting to know how, smart some of them are and how unsmart some of the other ones are. But I know I had fun. Thank you guys for joining me all year. And hopefully we can do it again next year. You got anything you want to say?
Sorry about your back.
Yeah,
this thing
okay.
Actually massage feature on it. So I've been feeling pretty good here. But thanks for having me.
No problem, man. See you guys.